AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. The Minnesota Vikings are going through some early season adversity. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has more.
Minnesota Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy has a torn meniscus in his right knee that will require surgery. McCarthy was hurt during his preseason debut when he went 11-for-17 for 188 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception against Las Vegas. He reported persistent soreness to the team when players reconvened. The 10th overall pick in this year's draft was sent for further examination that revealed the injury. The rehabilitation for a full repair is much longer than a partial tear. The severity won't be known until the procedure takes place.
Cleveland Browns rookie defensive tackle Mike Hall Jr. arrested and charged with domestic violence after a fight with his fiancée. Police in Avon, Ohio say Hall was booked and arraigned at Avon Lake Municipal Court and released after posting bond. New York Yankees third baseman Jazz Chisholm, who was acquired near the trading deadline, appears to be headed to the injured list with a left elbow injury. That's according to manager Aaron Boone. The 26-year-old Chisholm has a possible ulnar collateral ligament injury, and Boone said he will likely end up on the injured list. On the positive side for the Yankees, they did win 4-1 over the Chicago White Sox. Juan Soto homers three times for New York. Elsewhere in the American League, Toronto 6-1 over the LA Angels. The Houston Astros keep their winning streak going with another win over Tampa, as correspondent Steve Carney reports.
You say Kikuchi picks up his sixth win, and Alex Bregman and Jeremy Pena each homer as the Houston Astros defeat the Tampa Bay Rays 3-2. Bregman's fifth-inning solo shot off Rays starter Shane Boz was one of his three hits on the evening, finishing a triple shy of the cycle. Bregman says he's feeling locked in at the plate.
Feel really good, man. Just trying to keep rolling, stick to the same things we've been doing pre- and post-game, I feel like. Swinging as good as I ever have in my career.
Kikuchi allowed a run on three hits while pitching into the sixth, improving to 2-0 since being traded to Houston. The Astros extend their winning streak to seven straight, while the Rays fall a game under 500 on the season at 59-60.
Minnesota blasted Kansas City 13-3, Boston over Texas 9-4. Cutter Crawford carried a perfect game into the sixth inning. Connor Wong highlighted a 12-hit attack for the Red Sox with a three-run home run. The Seattle Mariners fall a game and a half back of the Astros in the West after getting drilled by the Tigers, correspondent Denny Kapp reports.
The Tigers score early and often in a 15-1 rout of the Mariners. Detroit took an 11-1 lead into the fifth thanks to DH Kerry Carpenter homering twice in his return from an IL stint that started back in May. Catcher Jake Rogers hit a grand slam and finished with seven RBIs.
You know, I've been working hard and trying to get on time and kind of been in between. And, had Kirby saw him, like a week ago, so I knew kind of what his stuff looked like, and was just trying to be on time for the heater and got some hit.
Mariner starter George Kirby gave up all three of those long balls and became the first pitcher in the majors this season to give up 11 earned runs in a game. Gio Urshela and Javier Baez also went deep for Detroit, which dealt Seattle a costly loss.
In the National League, Arizona topped Colorado 4-3. Jake McCarthy, a two-out, two-run single down the left field line in the ninth inning, lifting Arizona to the win. San Diego blanked Pittsburgh 3-0. Atlanta wins in 10 innings over San Francisco 4-3. The Philadelphia Phillies continue to slide. Another loss, this time against Miami. Correspondent Mike Luongo has the story.
The Phillies slump continued as they were shut out for the fourth time this season in a 5-0 loss to the Marlins. Miami jumped to a 2-0 lead in the top of the first. They made it 3-0 on a Jake Berger home run in the top of the third. All three runs came off starter Taijuan Walker.
I think as a whole, though, I'd like to be better, but first one out wasn't terrible, but that first inning, kind of sets the tone for the whole game.
Walker's record dropped to 3-4 for the Phils, who have lost four straight and are 7-16 since the All-Star break.
These times are going to happen, I believe, towards the end of the year, and it's going to be sooner rather than later that we're going to get out of it.
Valente Bayoso picked up the win for Miami.
Los Angeles Dodgers are getting hot. They're getting healthy as well. They beat Milwaukee 7-2. The Dodgers hit up Milwaukee starter Colin Ray for four home runs. Cincinnati tops St. Louis 4-1. Hunter Green allowed one run through seven innings. Interleague play, the Washington Nationals get big-time production from a pair of rookies. They beat Baltimore. Correspondent Craig Heist reports.
Andre Shapiro had three doubles in his major league debut, and rookie James Wood had four hits, an RBI, and three runs scored as the Nationals beat the Orioles 9-3. Starter Jake Irvin went six innings, allowed two runs on seven hits to improve to 9-10. Orioles starter Trevor Rogers gave up five runs on seven hits over five innings and fell to 2-1. For Orioles manager Brandon Hyde, his offense is just too inconsistent.
We're not moving the line offensively enough, overswinging at times, kind of trying to just do way our swings just are get really big at times, and we need to improve on that.
Ildemaro Vargas had a sacked fly and a two-run single for the Nationals. Anthony Santander hit his 36th home run of the season for the Orioles.
The New York Mets have lost their last four games, getting outscored 31-5 in the process, beaten by Oakland 9-4, and Cleveland topped the Chicago Cubs 2-1. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.